Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, Oncers. We are back. AfterBuzz TV's after show for Once Upon a Time. Woo! I'm your host, Marissa Serafini. Joining me, I have my lovely panel back.
Yay! I'm Blake McIver.
And I'm Roxy Stryer.
I'm so happy.
I know.
Yay, Roxy's back.
Roxy's back. Blake is back. I'm back. Tiana and Kari are still not back.
Ugh, so we miss them.
Tweet at them for being slackers. No, I'm kidding. We love you. We miss you. They'll be back soon. We are here doing season 4, episode 17, Best Laid Plans. Make sure to tweet at us during the show. We'll be following Twitter and all the fun questions and theories that you have at ABTVOnce. Hashtag ABTVOnce. All right, real quickly, what were your thoughts?
I thought that was a really cool episode. A lot happened, and I think that some things went the way that I predicted they would go, and then other things completely took me by surprise, which was cool.
Yeah, I was totally off base last week with my predictions.
Only some of them.
I mean, aren't we all? I mean, we did get a lot of reveals tonight. We got the reveal of the author. We'll definitely get into it. So let's just start flashback. We have the whole Snow White, Prince Charming back in their days. We finally get the whole story of, like, what really happened and how they did injustice against Maleficent's baby.
It was kind of even worse than I thought it was going to be.
Right?
Yeah. This is like one of those, oh, I thought that Mary Margaret was being typical, her being like, oh, I did something bad.
No.
This was actually bad. Like, villain status.
For real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, I don't like the way she's handled this whole situation, considering she did something that's actually horrible.
Yeah.
And she's been making their life miserable still. First of all, what about, like, I'm sorry? Or an apology or
something.
Yeah. I think we'll get that eventually.
Maybe. We will get to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're definitely building up to making amends at the end, but even beforehand. So we see Snow White, Prince Charming in the forest, and they come across a unicorn, and they have to touch the horn just to get glimpses of what their baby's future will be like and what kind of person young Emma will be. David sees a more happy, positive version. Being all happy, good. Emma's pure. She's good. And then Mary Margaret. We're going to go back and forth with names because there's so many different identities.
Right.
Snow White sees the evil version crushing her heart. Ooh, dangerous.
I want to ask you guys a question. What did you guys think that this meant about those two characters? Because they were so concerned about what this meant about their daughter. But
right.
The fact that he saw good and she saw evil, what do you think?
I think maybe the evil and the potential evil and darkness from Emma comes from her mother.
Yes, I agree. I would agree with that.
Which is a little scary to think about because we always think of her as so pure and good. And if I thought anybody was a little darker, I would have thought it was David. But
no.
No.
Yeah.
No, because like even think about the, like, you know, the Snow Prince originally in the animated film. Like, he's just so neutral, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Snow White, if anybody has the potential for evil, it's...
It's from Snow.
It's from Snow.
Yeah, that's true. And it's
manipulative.
A good point.
Yeah. To a degree.
And we do see her in the present day. She does say, hey, my heart was blackened, but that was even before everything I've done.
Right.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I think the darkness comes from Snow. She's not as pure as White.
Have
been.
If you think about her past, too. For the one
that song. That song. I'm annoying.
You know, though, I am remembering different things where she has hurt people before. She has stolen things. She, you know, all of that. But I just feel like at the end of the day, when the two of them get into debates, she's the one who's always like, David, we've got to be good. And she keeps reminding him, and he's like, you're right, Mary. That's literally how I think of their relationship. So the fact that she's the one who sees this evil... And he's sitting there and he's like, hey, everything's going to be fine. And her mind's completely blown. That was really telling to me.
Yeah. So the vision was scary enough for her to freak out. be like, oh, we need to do something about our daughter. She's going to be potentially evil. So they go, they're walking down this path and they meet this merchant on the street with a cart. For some reason, I thought like Les Mis.
Yes.
You know how.
Oh my God, the cart.
Jean helps the guy
with the cart.
He helps
the guy under the cart. That's like, such okay, a good reference.
Are they going to start singing? That would be awesome.
Yes.
But so Prince Charming, as good as he is, helps them. And then the guy was like, hey, no, don't head west because Maleficent's taken over. Head east towards, you follow the path and you're going to hit this cottage with the apprentice.
This goes against all codes that I have. If somebody gives you alcohol, you have to be nice to them. That is it. That is the whole plan. You cannot accept somebody's whiskey and then put them down the evil path. That's rude. And that's how I feel about that.
Well, we do find out more, not to jump too far ahead, but he had his devious ways. He had his plans.
All right, but knowing the show, if you see somebody and they're stopped in the path and they're giving you advice, whatever it is, you know they're coming back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's not just going to be a random.
That doesn't just happen.
Right.
That was way too fast on that merchant part. I was like, okay, how are you giving clear directions to somewhere, to these random people that you just met?
Yeah.
To this person that you actually know, but they don't know.
Really? How long have you been stuck there? You weren't really that stuck. It's like one wheel was kind of a little bit off the road.
It's not like he was under the cart, Les Mis style.
Yeah, exactly. Like, straight up, he's like, ooh, this is a little hard. Like, why don't you push a little harder?
Try harder.
Put your back into it, because you're not doing the most here.
No, okay. So they follow the path, and they meet the apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and I love how the apprentice just knew everything. Be like, hey, yeah, I know you were coming. I know you're having woes about your daughter being evil. I can help you with that.
Right. Well, I feel like now we know why. It's because the author was scamming them and had the apprentice kind of in on it. That's how I felt, at least.
Do you
least.
Think the apprentice was in on it, though?
Really? From the beginning?
Because do you know the apprentice was... That the author was the one that sent those two to him.
Yeah, he was the one who did that. But I felt like maybe he somehow gave him the heads up that he was going to do it or something. I know that I've been reading a lot of tweets about the fact that a lot of people don't think that he was in on it. Mm-hmm. And he was so angry at the end when he goes to him, oh, you did this and how dare you, and puts him in. But I feel like he knew all of this information. How could you know all of this information but not be aware that the author was part of this? You know, if you're able to see the future, the past, whatever it is, how would you not be able to see that part?
He did know a lot.
Yeah. He's a knowledgeable man.
That's fair.
So, I don't know. I think maybe he didn't know everything, but he must have known something.
But in fairness, this is also before they trapped the author in the book. So, it might be before the apprentice knew that the author was a scheming bad man.
That's true.
So, he might not know at this point that the author's bad.
So, the verdict's not out yet. We know.
I think we'll get more information.
Yeah, we're still filling in those gaps here. But okay, so Prince Charming and Snow White, they have this plan. They're like, okay. Well, actually, the apprentice was like, hey, I can create this, do this magical curse, and pretty much take away the darkness from your daughter, but put it into another vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And also, coincidentally, and very conveniently, the merchant says, hey, the Maleficent just laid a baby.
Yeah.
How about you take that egg?
You know, what do you guys think if this hadn't been, if Maleficent hadn't laid this baby, if Maleficent wasn't evil and they didn't already think that the baby would be evil, and it was just a random kid on the side of the road or a random pregnant mom, do you think they still would have done it? Do you think they still would have made this exchange, or do you think it's only because they were positive Maleficent's kid was going to be evil?
Oh, yeah. I think the latter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think they were positive. They just made the assumption that Maleficent's baby was going to be evil.
Right.
Which, okay, so what do you think of that? Do you think their judgment was really that great? Like, the right to say that their kid's going to be evil?
It's completely unfair. on what grounds? There are so many cases in the world where the parents are horrible people and the kid is amazing.
Or great. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Happens all the time.
And vice versa. Like, yeah. That's just, I mean, there's the nature versus nurture argument, whatever you want to say. Maybe Maleficent's kid would have a higher percentage chance of being evil than somebody else's, but I don't even think that's true.
But I don't even understand, like, why, how do we assume that Maleficent's child is going to be evil?
Because it's a dragon egg, you know? Like, maybe they're like, oh, if they're going to be this dragon child. But it could have been a good breathing fire dragon thing going on. It could have been. They don't know.
But, like, even when we go back to the original story, like, Maleficent is mad because she wasn't invited to a party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How evil is that?
It's not. She was just left out.
Yeah. And then as she's sitting there, this is the part that rips my heart out. She actually seemed good for a moment. When they come to take the egg and she goes from being dragon back to being person and was like, what kind of people are you that you would take an innocent child? And she's sitting there screaming, crying, don't take my baby.
Yeah. From mother to mother.
That baby didn't have a chance.
Right.
Yeah, from mother to mother.
She was
begging that. And I love Prince Charming and Snow White, but this episode made me like really dislike them.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
They were the bad guys.
And the other thing is, if anything had a chance to save Maleficent from being bad, it would have been having this child and having the child be good. So not only did they make the baby bad, but they solidified Maleficent being bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's two in one.
But yeah, it was just their bad reasoning. The reason why they did all this, it was just bad reasoning and presumption on their part. Like, hey, she's bad. Their children's going to be bad, too. Their child's going to be bad, too. So this is why we're doing it.
Yeah.
And I did not like that.
I agree.
It's not fair.
It's horrible.
It isn't fair.
But at least they didn't think that they were going to take the baby from her. They were under the assumption that they were going to bring back an evil baby, but a baby.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't think they were going to bring back nothing.
So they steal the egg, and then they bring it back to the apprentice, and the apprentice creates the magical whatever. But also, he creates a magical curse to not only take away the darkness and put it into this new baby, but also send the egg to somewhere that we don't know.
Right.
Along with Cruella and Ursula.
And Ursula.
How unfortunate was that?
I mean,
poor unfortunate soul.
Souls,
poor
really.
Unfortunate souls.
Souls.
It's okay. Sad, but true.
Yeah, but interesting that that's how they got there, because I've been sitting here thinking, when did they leave this part of the world and go somewhere else? You know, how did they, but we watched them go through the portal and that they were trying
they
to help.
Fell into the portal.
Yeah.
They got sucked into that portal.
Also, how villainous can these people be when they're really trying to help out their friend? Like, that's what good people do. Good people go try to save their friend's baby.
You stick up for your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, that doesn't seem like
that didn't really help on their end. And like, they didn't really succeed.
No, they didn't succeed, but these are supposed to be.
They were trying.
These are supposed to be our villains.
It's a valiant effort. Okay, but question. Where do you think they went when they got sucked into that vortex? Where do you think they went? To the normal present day that we know or to another world? Because as of right now, we've only seen Cruella and Lily in the real present day world.
Right.
But there's so much time has spanned in between all these stories. Do you think they went to another realm before they went to present day?
I think you would have to assume that they went to present day because we know Lily was there and they all went through the same portal. So if they all did go through the same portal and we saw Lily in this flashback be born or be a little child with her dad, and then we know later on where Lily ends up in this present day universe. So, you know, I would think that this one portal wouldn't be capable of having two tunnels, like spitting her out one way and them out another.
Right.
They all would kind of have to go together. I would think, but I don't know how the portals completely work.
Well, because if they went to like a parallel universe in a different time frame, that doesn't really
and then
support
how would
the story.
They eventually jumped because Rumble didn't find them there.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's an interesting question. And even if they did go to this present day world, what were they doing? Like, what in the last somewhat years. We saw a little bit when Rumple does find them. They have like regular people jobs, which was bizarre to see. But how did they get to that point, and what did that process look like? Right. There's a lot of time we're missing here.
Yeah, a lot of time in between. Okay. So, and then immediately when the egg was sent off into the next world, Snow White and Prince Charming, they immediately feel regret and remorse. Like, okay, good. Now that you realize your actions.
I don't care that they feel bad now, to be honest. I know that sounds
mean.
Well,
they should. They should.
Yeah, too little, too late. You took this person's baby, you made it evil, and then you sent it off without a parent. What's worse than an evil baby with a parent? An evil baby without their parent.
Okay. Like, all right, that's a fair assessment. Right.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you did the worst possible thing to this child that you could do. Although, I mean, we find out later that the baby was actually raised with what seemed to be decent parents, even though she didn't turn out that great.
Okay, yeah, all right. So we'll get to present day then, because that does take us to there.
Yeah.
Present day, we find out, not to jump too far ahead, but Lily is actually Maleficent's daughter.
Everyone was going nuts on Twitter all week predicting this, and you guys at home were right.
Y'all were right.
Props to you. You figured that out. I figured it out later in this episode when Emma was talking to Hook, and she's like, my friend Lily, my only friend Lily. I was like, okay, she mentioned Lily. Lily is definitely coming back in this episode.
Right. And we haven't
she matters. Yeah.
It's like she plays an integral role.
Yeah, we haven't talked about her in a very long time. All of a sudden, you're going to randomly mention her.
Yeah.
Of course
yeah.
she's coming back.
She had to.
It's important.
Well, even at the time, I was a little unclear with why she mattered. I mean, I know it was important to show character development for our protagonist, but it was always kind of fishy to me why they brought her in. And I think that they must have had this plan devised from even back then, which is cool that the writers, at least in my opinion, are thinking that far along.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, nothing on this show. Nothing happens for no reason,
right?
You know.
And also, the last time we saw Lily was an episode, Shattered Glass, when the Queen, the Ice Queen, was Snow Queen was still there. That storyline was still going.
Right.
But it seems like such a long time ago already.
Right.
Doesn't it?
It wasn't that
so,
long ago.
So much has happened since. But just watching that episode. We even see, because the first time Emma and Lily crossed paths, there's like, little Lily was a pretty deviant kind of juvenile.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you guys help me out a little bit? Because I know also I was getting some tweets about people wanting to be reminded what exactly happened with Lily. So I remember the basic premise of the story, but maybe you guys can fill in the gaps.
Okay, so basically, Emma and Lily met at the grocery store. They became good friends, and they bonded over the fact that they were both orphans and they didn't have families that loved
supposedly,
them.
Supposedly, right.
Supposedly loved them. They found out that Lily actually does have a loving family, and Emma still doesn't.
They had broken into the house, and they were living there together.
And then, right. And they formed this bond over being, you know, lonely,
orphaned,
not
you
know, being orphaned.
Yeah.
And then Lily lied to the fact that she actually does have a family, and Emma went back to the foster home.
And then the dad showed up. And that was the first recognizing piece for us tonight when we do finally see the dad with this little baby, Lilith. And then then all the pieces
Lilith.
Start clicking.
Like the Lilith Fair.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But even back in the Shattered Glass episode, Lily even mentions the lines like, I still feel this way. I still feel like I'm not loved by this family. So she still feels orphaned even though she technically isn't. Or like she's technically adopted.
Right. And I remember her being like, I don't know why I'm like this. And this poor kid, she was cursed to have an evil heart. Like no matter how much love was thrown at her or whatever it was, this
doesn't matter.
Yeah. She was predestined to be evil.
But how cool would it be if one day you were just like, your mom's Maleficent? Like, how cool would that be?
I think she would say, who?
Like, who? Huh?
I'd be like, yes, God.
Well, that makes sense.
Me too. No, but I do think that maybe the greater lesson here could be no matter what you are predestined to be, you can always have say in your path. And once she does find out the truth about who her mom is, the truth can set her free, and maybe she can learn to be a good human being with a good heart or whatnot.
Well, there's a lot of free will going on mm-hmm. with her and with Snow and Charming and like the whole business of like you're not necessarily fated to evil or good.
Yeah, it's a major theme this season, and that's one of my favorite themes that a show can pick up. You know,
totally
this question. So I think it's great that they're going there.
Yeah,
or I hope they can flesh it out completely with Lily.
Yeah, and I mean, we had the mention of Lily tonight, but we didn't actually see her. And there is an episode down the line, and I believe it's like 2-3 episodes down the line from this episode, called Lily.
Oh.
So.
We're going to get a lot of Lily.
We're going to get it all. Maleficent's not going to have a happy ending until probably that episode.
Probably not.
It's going to be a while. But we know that Lily is not Maleficent's daughter. And
Maleficent knows it too.
Yeah. Okay. So, question. The last time we saw Lily, she was a teenager. Who is the adult Lily now, and where is she?
Okay. So many different thoughts. What is she doing? What is her occupation?
Right.
Has she completely gone evil? Like, you know, maybe is she a corrupted cop? Like,
she's a parking enforcement officer.
Yes.
Oh, the irony.
That's true evil.
we really have no idea, but she could be doing some serious damage. Like, think about what the worst thing she could be doing. Is she a terrorist? Like, we really honestly don't know.
Oh, it just got dark.
Yeah, I know. I just got really dark, but her heart was cursed to be the blackest heart on earth. Like, what does she have to be doing that is that bad?
Lily is in ISIS.
But also, I think...
No, seriously, like, she could be doing some horrible things. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
But also, I think evil has to be taught.
Mm. She would have to get it from somewhere,
Who
you think?
Taught her
Well,
evil.
Exactly. Somebody had to teach her to tap into that part of herself. Evil. Yeah.
Yeah, you would think so. So I really don't know. Or maybe she hasn't tapped into that yet, and meeting Maleficent will make her tap into that. There's so many different possibilities. So many years have gone by. I don't know.
Ugh. I'm still so conflicted because I just don't think that Maleficent is really that bad.
I know. Is she in jail? Maybe she's in jail. Maybe we find her in prison.
Ooh, that'd be unfortunate.
Unfortunate soul.
But we will definitely see adult Lily, probably.
Oh, she didn't just...
I hope so. Okay. Yeah.
She was not cursed to stay a teenager forever, although that would be pure evil.
That would be horrible.
And some guest actress is really excited right now about her star turn as Lily.
And I'm really excited for her star turn.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Yeah. All right, so we're back in the present day, and we see Mary, Margaret, and David.
The villains.
Well, they're conflicted right now. They're very conflicted. And at least they feel bad because they know they're constantly lying. Mm-hmm. And it's taken a toll on them.
Yeah, okay. But again, you know, I do the Flash after show. And on that, we always talk about the big bad of the week. There's always a villain of the week. David and Mary are the big bad of this week.
Yes,
so, I can't really feel conflicted for them because there is no... This isn't gray area. There was black and white here, and what they did was wrong.
And do they feel bad about what they did, or do they feel bad about what they did, the aftermath of what they did?
I don't know.
It's that whole thing of like, oh, I'm so sorry I got caught, versus I'm so sorry for what I actually did.
I think it's more so the results of what their initial reactions were.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were never being told that their kid was 100% going to be evil if they didn't do this. They said, your kid could turn out one of two ways.
Maybe.
If I was a parent, I would say, all right, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure they turn out this way, not that way. But I'm not going to 100% guarantee another kid turns out evil. That's messed up.
That is messed up.
It is really messed up. It's so messed up.
And that's what I didn't like them. I was like, how can two good people, seemingly supposed to be really good people, pull this off?
I don't know.
And they're not getting away with it. That's what I like. I was like, they're getting justice.
They're not going to. Yeah.
They're not
going to get away with it.
There was no checks and balances system here. Like, you know, one of them ran it by the other, and they just kept bouncing off each other. Like, they needed to go to an outside party, call somebody up and be like, hey, is this a good idea? You know, back when there were no phones or anything. But, yo, is this a good idea? And if anybody in the world would have been like, no. No, this is not a good idea.
Right?
But instead, they just look at each other. All they can think about is their child. I understand that.
Yeah.
At least it was...
Well, it also kind of weakens their protagonist storyline in the full arc. Because it's like, okay, well, if Snow White and Prince Charming are not the greatest people ever, then how bad was the Evil Queen.
Right.
Like, pre-Regina Evil Queen. Like, how bad is she? Maybe she's not that bad.
Regina flipped the script on them because Snow White did her wrong.
Yes!
So, gosh darn it, Snow White, you're not as good as you should be.
Snow White, you're terrible.
And now you think about everything she's done since. Is this all about karma for her? Is she thinking, uh-oh, I'm screwed because I did this bad thing. Now I've got to be good? We don't know.
Who knows?
Oh, my whole world just got flipped upside down.
All of it.
Oh.
All of it.
All of it.
Bring back Aurora and Mulan.
But I don't... Yeah.
Yep.
I don't... Again, I don't think the reasoning for everything they did is strong enough. Like, I get they wanted to protect Emma. I get that they wanted the child to be all good and no evil.
So be a good parent.
But that doesn't mean that they should do wrong against someone else, just so their child can be good.
Exactly.
I'm with you, girl. Yeah.
It's just, that's morally, that's wrong what they
right.
did.
All right.
To play devil's advocate, I do understand that they only had a brief period of time to make this decision. Mm-hmm. It was really quick, and they, in their heads, they're probably thinking, it's our child or her child, you know? But that's not in actuality what was happening.
But how do you get to that point of desperation?
They got there.
They got there.
Yeah,
they got real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, they got caught up real quick.
Okay, but all right, so they get to the point where they actually tell Emma that, yes, they have been lying. Emma's not taking it too well.
This was the coolest parallel moment, though, because we see her as the kid in Mary Margaret's flashback.
Yep.
When Mary Margaret says, or Snow at this time says, I'm your mom, and the evil version of Emma says, I don't care. And then now in the future, we still got to this moment, which shows that, like, life, you're going to get to the moments anyway based on the things you're doing to avoid getting to those moments. And she says, I'm your mom. And now Emma, as a grown woman, says, I don't care. Brutal and amazing writing and perfect, but yeah, brutal.
And also metaphorically heart crushing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally, literally heart crushing. Good one, Marissa. Good one, Marissa.
I had to. But yes, I love that. That was totally foreshadowing for what we were going to see in the present day. But Emma's not looking too good either. She's starting to turn a little dark, or
the
at
eyes.
Least questioning.
Well, she's tapping
everybody.
Into that. Mm-hmm. She's tapping into that dark part
so
of herself.
So many people have done her wrong right now.
Well, yeah, she's just cause.
Mm-hmm.
Just I mean, cause. It's hard for me to get mad at Emma at this point because, like, literally,
people kept lying to her.
Everyone has lied to her.
It's almost like she could have been good if her parents didn't work so hard to make her good and somebody else evil, but now she might turn bad for a little bit. Again, the red eye underneath her, you know that it's going, it looks as if she hasn't slept in years. Like, I'm thinking we need to sleep curse her more often.
Maybe.
Girl's getting some serious
bags.
That's
the only time she can sleep.
Yeah. Well, she's a savior. Saviors can't sleep.
Maleficent will fix it.
Yes.
I got something for you, boo.
Yeah. I need to make best friends with Maleficent.
You and me both.
I know. You, all of us.
All of them.
All of us insomniacs.
The whole panel.
We are true insomniacs on this panel.
Yeah, okay. Maleficent, if you're out there,
hook us up, please,
help
girl.
Help us up. Okay, so that's a good segue into this whole sleeping curse. We see the Queens of Darkness. They realize that this page, after last week's episode, Regina is sent to get this page from the author. She comes back with, I love how technology is so not important to them, because it seems
ever.
Like technology slows them down, because yeah. Regina takes a photo of the book, or the page, and gives it back to the Queens of Darkness, and even then, Rumple was like, no, that's a fake, or no, that's just magic. He's like, what was the point?
Okay, right. The photo took all of 2 seconds for him to know that it was magic. Then he sends her to get the page, and that takes one second for him to know that it was the wrong page. Like, you just cannot outsmart the Dark One.
No, ever. Yeah. Ever.
But
nothing gets past him.
Okay, so that's... Then if Rumpel is so smart, why does he keep sending Regina out on these missions? Just to prove herself? Or because
That's a fair question.
He could have just done it himself, and the episode would have been done in 10 minutes.
I have a theory.
Tell us.
So we do... No, it's not a prediction.
Okay.
It's a theory on what's going on right now.
Let us know.
So what he does with the whole Belle thing, obviously we'll get into, but when he does go to talk to her... He says, I'm going to try to come back for you. And he also, whatever he said made me feel like he is not completely evil. And he does have some master plan here in a way. I don't think he's sending Regina out thinking she's good and testing her. I think he's very aware that she is still on the good side. And I think he's using her to stall because he's also still somewhere team good. And so he's on team good in the back of his head. He wants to end up with Belle. And so he's with Regina in some way. Regina doesn't know he's with her. But I don't feel like he's pure evil still. I really don't. I feel like him and Belle have such a strong connection and somehow they're going to end up together. So he's got to be good somewhere. So I'm thinking he's sending her out.
That is a bold statement.
I know that most people think he is the dark one and pure evil, but I'm telling you, I think that there's something good and he's somehow using Regina as a good conduit to being good.
Being good.
Good, good, good.
Blake, what do you think of
this? I don't know.
I know.
Because, like, everything, all of my theories, like, revolve around the fact that the Dark One is the darkest of dark. Like, mm-hmm. He is the ultimate villain. That's kind of, like, where...
But then why does he go see Belle? You know, if you are...
Well, that's true.
I think that was his one moment just to show that he is somewhat good.
Good, good.
Just some good. Just like good, a good. Glimpse that he might have good intentions
there,
after everything.
There is some good left in him mm-hmm. still.
Right.
No. Which
kind of goes
with
your theories, Roxy. Yeah. It kind of goes.
Right, because I'm thinking that the whole premise of this show right now is that nobody is pure good. Nobody is pure evil.
No, everything's a gray area.
Absolutely.
Which is true.
And so
we have to work at it, being good or evil. Because we also see Mary Margaret and David in the past when like they're the unicorns over the baby carriage. They're like, it's just a reminder of we can be evil, but this is how to prove that we're good. We gotta keep
being when they
good.
Get the gift.
Yeah,
you have the unicorn.
It's a daily fight to be good.
I'm telling you, I don't
heroes
think we lost
do what's
him.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is Hercules if heroes are right?
Right. Hero to hero.
I'm telling you, we've got more to look out for from him, and somehow he's gonna make this all okay. The dark one's gonna be the light one.
Okay.
I'm
wow.
throwing it
wow.
out there.
So bold. We are wow. getting bold here.
Bold.
We yeah. are getting bold.
And
on
if
After
I
Buzz.
Fall flat on my face, you guys will be there to pick me up.
That's all right. We will. Okay. We will support you.
Also, speaking of people who's constantly battling good or evil, Regina. Oh. God love her.
Bless
I sure
her heart.
Do. I
she's
sure
amazing.
Do. She was amazing in tonight's episode.
Incredible. And somehow she's passed her amazingness on to Henry, and he can read her facial expressions. I'm like, you go, boy.
Oh, and I love the fact that she stood up to the Queen's doctor and was like, don't you lay a hand on my child.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Which, again, showing even evil people have good parts because she has a kid and she really cares about him.
Yeah. And I love that they didn't get to that point where they were going to, like, do something bad against Henry. Because I've been predicting, it was like, they might throw Henry into a terrible situation that'll make Regina... She's obviously
right.
good
you've
over
you've
evil.
Said that. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be tonight, which would have been amazing to watch, but I'm glad they didn't go there.
You know,
we're relieved.
I know.
After watching the entire Henry Pan season, and he was, like, kind of getting tortured being with Peter Pan and doing all the Lost Boy stuff,
yep.
I can't watch him physically suffer anymore.
No.
Like, we can...
he has been through it.
Right. We can mentally mess with him a little bit because we have to with all the characters, but I do not want to see him get shot at or tortured or anything. Like, just too much for me.
Yeah.
Well, and we've talked about, like, everything that Emma's been through and, like, all the lies that she's had to put up with, but Henry, like, can you imagine?
I know.
I'm so glad he wasn't put under the sleeping curse. I love how they had the whole loophole, or that technicality. If you've already been put under any type of sleeping curse, you're automatically
immune.
Yeah.
Which just really helped with just executing everything, because we had, like, four good people, or three good people. We had Snow White, Mary Margaret, David, and
Henry,
and then Regina, because she wasn't affected yet.
Well,
up until that point,
then she was.
She better not.
All scheming against the Queen of Darkness. Yeah.
I loved that, and I also loved that Mary Margaret and David didn't turn against Henry because they convinced him for so long to give him to give the key and the page to.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there thinking, seriously, you're going to do this to him right now? Like, come
Bless
on.
His heart.
Yeah, I know.
That's when I was yelling, literally yelling at the screen. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you even lying to Henry now?
Right.
Right?
It's like he finally gets the key to the book. They're going to unlock the author. And they're like, no, he's bad. Let's think about this. Give us the key. Mm-hmm. Go away.
Oh, that would have been awful. This is another reason that I think Rumpel has to be good. I think that because Henry, and he's related to Henry, and Henry's part of his family, and he could have gone and tortured Henry and gotten everything, but he didn't because he's got to be a little good. Henry's part of him.
And I mean, she's holding that torch for Rumpel, right?
I really am. I can't help it.
It's all right. Somebody's got to.
Someone has to.
I stand here alone, but I stand here strong.
Because those embers are getting a little ashy on my hands.
You're trying to switch sides, aren't you?
I'm still rooting for Regina because she's still good.
Always. I'm always rooting for Regina.
Oh, I love Regina.
Yeah, I can.
But unfortunately, they even know Regina's not fully evil anymore, that she is good. They put her on a sleeping curse. That's unfortunate. She's no longer part of their plan.
Which is kind of sad, because that was really fun to watch.
Question. Now that Regina is no longer part of the Queen of Darkness plan, do you think Emma's going to now be part of the Queen of Darkness plan?
They're going to
pull her to... It's all swapping people.
Yeah.
We can't have you. We're going to have this person.
Right.
Right. We lost Ursula, so we were already manned down. Now we've lost Regina. Are we strong enough without somebody? I don't know.
No, because Maleficent and Cruella, that's it. That's all we've got left.
Right.
Okay, what do you think of Emma and her power? It's really growing. And I love how she just whips up that page. Forgery, I called the last episode. I was like, someone has to recreate the page. There she did.
You did say that.
Yeah, she did.
Bam.
She did it. She's getting good at it.
She is.
But the page wasn't that much of a replica. It was good, but it wasn't great. She still got learning to do.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, there was the line tonight, in tonight's episode, where they said, it's all about free will. And we know Emma's power is anything she wills up. So maybe there's some connection there. Hmm.
There could be.
Where are you going with that? What are you thinking?
That Emma only wills good things. But if she starts willing bad things, then that's...
It's possible.
That's how her magic can turn into darkness and evil. Mm. Maybe.
Do you guys think that Hook would be able to stop her from going down that path? Like the power of true love kind of thing that we keep hearing about?
Hook or Henry?
Mm. Yeah.
Henry is right now is pure enough to be that solid force to keep her good.
Yeah, because he has the pure heart.
Yeah.
That's true. But I feel like Henry has always stopped her, and now it might be Hook's turn, and we can see how strong their relationship really is. Especially tonight, we see he's a little jealous, you know? He gets a little bit jealous of what's going on with her and of our Pinocchio. So...
August and her are good friends. They go way back.
It's a lot of history.
They came into this present world together. I mean...
Right, but I'm just saying...
There's a connection there.
How strong... This is the time that we're going to test Emma and Hook's relationship. How strong is it? And if she goes evil, does he go with her? Because he's been there before.
He has.
Mm.
Who's going to the dark side and who's staying light? We don't know.
Well, that might get into predictions. Okay.
All right.
So we did learn from...
We'll save it.
One more last thing. We did learn from August that there are multiple authors. And the one who was in the book is just the latest one.
Ugh.
Blew my mind.
Ugh. Whoa.
It's so good, but it's also so like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. It was like, okay. And they did mention Walt.
Walt.
I think that was
Yes.
Once upon a time, self-awareness and everybody's
Thank
theories.
God.
They had to clear that out. It's not Walt. Or like, Walt was one of them, but it's not the one that we have right now.
There were so many predictions at home who this author was that it's cool that it could be all of them. At one point or another.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people with the...
they just got in a group of authors.
Well, I do like it on one hand because it supports the sort of concept that, like, these stories, these fairy tales, these original source material moments, they come from so many different people. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got some Brothers Grimm, but then it, like, turns, and then we've got, like...
The French,
Cinderella, mm-hmm. and, you know, all of this, and, like, the Frog Prince, and, like, all of it, you know, all of it. It comes from different sources, so I actually kind
Greek
of
mythology.
Like... Greek. I kind of like that this is sort of the thing, that it could be anyone.
And makes sense.
Yeah, I completely agree. Not that this show is the most realistic show of all time, but how unrealistic would it be?
What are you talking about?
It's how I live my life.
It would be unfathomable for one person to be the author of all of these things. Right. So that's why it is kind of cool. And also it opens up doors for future seasons and future episodes to bring in different authors and go back and talk to them and see flashbacks and whatnot. So that is cool. But I do also feel like it wasn't as satisfying immediately as an answer that there are so many. It's like, you know, I wanted it to be like, oh my God,
and
that's
there
the person.
And there it is.
Right.
Yeah. And it didn't give us that.
Who is this person?
Okay. Like, but we find out the reason why they put this current author in the book because he was manipulating stories. My question to you, what happened with that merchant/peddler? He called himself the peddler.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What happened to him that made him turn his ways and be evil and manipulating stories?
Yeah. It's because Jean Valjean did not save him.
That's true.
That's why.
Why wouldn't he just write himself a happy ending?
Gosh darn it.
Well, he could. That's a really good point. He could have written himself a happy ending.
Maybe he was going to, but he got stuck in the book before he got to. But he was manipulating others' stories already. But what happened to him to turn his ways?
Maybe he ended up in New Orleans, and next season we're going to finally get Tiana to come and save him.
And Tiana Hobson would love that too.
Oh,
because it would bring her
and me both.
Yeah. There are so many different possibilities. Again, we're missing a gap of time for his life. But the interesting fact is that he ran. You know, he comes out, and I'm sitting there, and I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. We hear he's manipulating stories. We're hearing some negative things about him. He comes out. He says something nice and friendly. I'm like, ooh, maybe we got the story all wrong. And then no innocent man runs. So
that's true.
This guy bolted.
He ran.
He knocked everything down. Like,
white Bronco status.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's also, it's like, I get they're all caught in the surprise, be like, oh, it's this guy. It's like, someone grab him.
Mm-hmm.
Someone stop him before he gets out of the room.
Goodness. Yeah. And the last thing you want is some crazy guy running around drinking whiskey and sprinting through town.
I was like, we already have one drunk. It's called Will.
Yeah.
Oh, he's there. Okay. All right. Yes.
And also, okay, so fair. He runs That's away. Fair. Emmer tries to chase him. He's nowhere to be found. And the clock on the tower ended up on 8:45. I don't know. I just noticed that.
You never know.
I missed that. Yeah. 8:45?
8:45.
Oh.
We got to remember all this stuff. It can be important.
Actually could have significance, yeah.
Mm.
Who knows? That's where the episode ended. Anything else?
No, you covered it, girl.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's get to a little news and gossip, shall we?
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Funny enough, I don't really have news because when I looked up news, and it's so hard for this show when you look up news, you get a lot of spoilers, and I don't like to be spoiled. So when I looked up news tonight, all I saw in a headline of an article was Regina's heartbreak. I was like, oh no, this has to do with Team Outlaw Queen, and I can't handle this.
No,
so
that's
I didn't
too much
read
for
it.
You.
But yeah, too much. But I will take this time and opportunity to shout out people, because thank you all who's been commenting, rating, subscribing, iTunes, YouTube, Twitter. You all are amazing.
We
got some awesome reviews on iTunes since the last time.
Cool.
Nicole Kane gave us 5 stars. She said, love the podcast. Love to hear the show being discussed by people who love it as much as I do.
Aww.
Listening to this podcast helped me pick up on some small details that I might otherwise miss. It also helps to make work go by a lot faster.
Love hearing that.
Thank you, Nicole.
We love making your work so much more enjoyable. Just don't get fired because of us. All right. El Russo gave us 5 stars on iTunes. Says, love AfterBuzz. You guys are great. I love how you keep the show lively and funny.
Aww.
Thank you, everyone on iTunes.
Thank you, guys. My funny face.
Also, yes, keep tweeting at us. I'm trying to get better at Twitter. So I just want to shout out people real quickly who tweeted at us in the last week. At NickDreamer4, at M_Rokhaya, MySunshine0808, Petrie3, Velidoscope, eHungry302, NickerRose4, Rachel Vinrace, Chess_CPO, SingleRose09, Archie Foley, Summer Miss, cool name. Real Julian Cloud, Perea Wonser, She Ain't Me Trey, NicoTV5, Asomo_1746, GDEJ Henne, Sorry if I completely butchered that one.
I think you're killing it.
Justice Sirio, JLA3, Lana Perea, LO3. And yes, I agree, Lana Perea, LO3. Regina's Dream was fantastic, as much as the tease that was.
Okay.
So thank you all for tweeting at us. If I missed you, tweet at us again, and maybe we can shout you out next week.
I have one piece of news that's
That was a tease.
On the, because we've continued the conversation about Beauty and the Beast.
Ooh. Yes.
The big news this week, Madame de la Grande Bouche, the wardrobe has been cast.
Go away.
And it is 6-time Tony winner Audra McDonald.
Oh my God.
I'm
so excited.
Those are the spoilers we like.
I mean, Bill Condon is already knocking it out of the park with this casting.
I'm so excited for this movie.
I mean, can you imagine Audra singing all of those like incredible like coloratura moments? It's going to be amazing.
Oh yeah. My goodness. And oh, I so wish I was on the production for that, but they're filming it in London and they're only hiring locals.
I know, right?
Goodness.
We should just crash it. Cross the pond and crash.
You guys are more knowledgeable about this than so. Cinderella wasn't a musical. This means that 100% Beauty and the Beast is definitely a musical.
Great. Yes. And we're not sure how many songs from the Broadway show are included, but the word on the street is that, like, If
All
I Can't Love Her is in it, Home is in it, Change in Me is apparently supposed to be in it, Home Human Again. Best. Yeah. So,
oh my gosh.
It's
I'm
very
so excited.
Exciting.
Thank
very
you for
exciting.
That. Thank you for that. All right, predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So much.
Where do we go from here?
Blake, we'll start
I think
with
we
you.
Go to Oz from here.
We do.
Right? We do see Zelina back. Goodness.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We might go back to Oz.
Yeah.
Just for
no,
a hot.
We are going back to Oz. Yeah. Or at least. Probably.
Well,
do you think
even in flashback,
yeah.
Probably just flashback.
I don't know.
Or do you think present?
It was weird because the way they set it up was like, what is she doing here? Or like, why are we here? So I don't know how on earth we could possibly get back there, but we are. So maybe they're trying to set us up and it's a swerve and it really is a flashback.
I don't know.
We're off to see the wizard.
The wonderful wizard. I don't know. My constant prediction, and it's really just a hope. It's not a prediction. But with this whole Maleficent storyline, like, I just want to get back to Aurora and Philip. Like, I just want to get back to, like, you know, because if we're going to root her story, like, her daughter, all of her backstory, like, then I just want to pay that off with... Finishing that. Because that's really a loose end that has never been tied up on once.
Right.
That's true. Question.
Yep.
Who do you think Maleficent's baby daddy is?
This could be a dumb comment, but dude,
there are no dumb comments.
No dumb comments.
Do dragons need baby daddies? Or can they, like...
Well, she is human form.
Yeah, I think there still has to be a father.
Okay.
Yeah,
Hades,
she is human form.
Just saying it.
Hades.
It was Hades' baby.
It could be.
Well, if her kid had the potential to be light, then maybe it was somebody really good.
Maybe it was someone good.
I don't know.
So who's good?
Hercules.
Who was
Herc.
Herc.
It's Herc's.
That's how we bring.
It's Herc's baby.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Meg is so mad about it.
Yeah, Meg's pissed. She's a little bitter, but she'll get
over it. Well, she's always bitter.
Let's bring Meg into this story.
Oh,
how amazing would that
God,
be?
Oh, my God. Could you die?
I would die. I would totally die.
Oh.
And those songs. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I won't say I'm in love. Excuse me?
I just got so excited there. I can't handle it.
That's too many predictions.
Too many.
But and I then, love it.
And Hades and Pain and Panic.
Oh, Pain and Panic.
Yes. Thank you all who's been tweeting at us for Pain and Panic. Yes. Totally believe that, too.
Oh, God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you
guys. I love them so much.
And then my big prediction is still I'm sticking with the fact that by the end of the season, we're going to see Rumpel's good side and all will be revealed.
She is carrying that torch.
All will be revealed.
It is hot. It is hot over here on the side.
Just you
she
wait.
That torch.
You can come over on this
I'm like,
side. Bro.
Okay, but how?
Cold on this
yeah, the cold never bothered me anyway.
Oh, snap. All right, with that. All right, where can everyone keep following you and keep talking to you?
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake McIver.
And you guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Serafini TV. You can follow all of us here at AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all that fun stuff. Keep rating, keep commenting, keep downloading, keep subscribing. We will shout you out. And we won't be back till April 12th. We have a week off, unfortunately. So I think it's 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
Goodness, I can't do math. But we'll see you back for that episode. Thank you all for listening.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.